I think the most and the most crucial and the most significant step is to get the white Southerner to understand what is wanted. I think the big job now is to show the white Southerner that there's no threat to him and his security. I think the real opposition is coming in the South, is coming from the insecurity of the white. And I believe that the things that I would like to see come about would not only be for the benefit of the whites as well, but would please the whites as well, if we could establish an atmosphere that we could explain it to them and make them understand. I think that the Negro question has at least two parts. We'll keep it at that. That is the general American scene that make things possible. And then that is the action on the part of the Negro as a group to bring about the actual results of these things. And this is what I have, and this is what I believe. I mean, the no outside force can be truly effective. It has to be a part of the normal and usual setting. I have had difficulty all along blaming the white man for my problems, because to do that, it seems to me I would have to make him superior, which I can't do. So consequently, I like to think that this thing is primarily a human problem that existed for many reasons. And if it's the fact that the whites use superiority of themselves to dominate others when they could, I think that is just a fact rather than a thing that is basic. I believe the basic problem is a pure human problem. Negroes talk to me all the time, and they admit things that they would shudder to hear me say on television. Things they know is true, things I know is true, and it's a very serious problem. We've been embarrassed so long, until it's hard. People will do anything to get away from facing an embarrassment. So we use all kinds of props. I think we're going to have to face it right where it is and build up. My fight with nonviolence is purely one of pride. I just cannot. It sickens me not to see it, but to think about the pictures of these men beating these Negro women and rooting kids with tear gas and guns. I think that whenever there's danger, anywhere in the world, men feel a role of danger. We've never heard of an army of women going out to fight because there's danger in it. And this is true, I believe, in human nature. Because of the nature of human beings, women are one thing, children are another, men are another. To me, the only thing you can accomplish with a demonstration is to point up the problem and to point up that you're aware of it and you're concerned about it. But that's all. From there, you have to go further. If I know that a group of Ku Klux Klansmen are going to come to kill me, I have no choice but to take whatever steps to prevent it. I don't care what the step is. This is America. This is how we've lived. This is why. This is how this country was built. And it can be no other way that I can see. You don't mistreat anyone, but you don't let anyone mistreat you. This is the way it has to be. Well, I think the Negro can be one of the best psychiatrists in the world if he would just, because we've had to be figure out the mind in order to know how to react, in order to survive in this society. And it's just a matter of turning it around and applying it to self. We've always figured out the white. We've always tried to figure out what he wanted us to say, how we should act to get out of a problem if we're in it. And now we just have to turn it around, turn it inward. All of the Ivy League colleges today, Negroes are farming groups that are Negro. Just at Columbia this week, they came out with a student magazine called Black Student. It was written by, put out by the new society organized called the Afro-American Society. And it's last year Harvard organized such a thing. And I understand that Yale is in the center of this. And these people are becoming concerned. Up until just recently, the Negro who arrived sought only to become a Negro, to get into the bigger world. Now the Negro in college is thinking about helping these millions. And I think this is going to make the difference. I don't think it's segregation at all. Segregation can be a very fine thing. There's a difference between people grouping together and doing what they must. Catholics, I'm sure, do many things together. I'm sure that the Jewish people do. I know because I'm often among where there's no one else. I think this is a very fine thing.